Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and psychic medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am going to be taking callers today, as I always do, and answering questions, helping you connect with loved ones on the other side. Before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about programming, beliefs, and a little bit about how that happens. So I'm a hypnotist. I do hypnosis for people and hypnotherapy, whatever you want to call it. Prior to hypnosis, I did marketing and promotions. So these two things together are very interesting in helping people understand how the mind, the brain, whatever we want to call it, works. So in advertising and marketing, they say if you see or hear something 6 times, it takes only 6 times. Once you've heard it 6 times, it starts to become a belief system. Or if it's, let's just say it's a commercial, it becomes familiar, and it's something then that is a part of your normalcy, let's just call it. So when you're driving and you're kind of zoned out driving and you're hearing things, you're kind of in that state of hypnosis where your mind is open and absorbing like a sponge, especially if your radio is on and it's in between songs that you really like. And then a commercial comes on and you're kind of thinking you're blocking it out, but we never block anything out. It's all going in and we're absorbing it. And this is all coming around to what's going on today in our world today. Now with commercials and stuff, once we've seen a commercial or heard something a certain number of times, we can think, oh, I think I want to try that. That looks interesting, or I think I want to get that. And they know what tones to use. They've done market research upon market research upon market research to understand what colors. That's why so many products are blue, red, orange, and yellow. They know what colors to use. They know what tones to use, what voice tones. That's why they change so many, the sound of a commercial or the voices in a commercial. There's a commercial out right now, and I won't say the name of the company, but the woman in the commercial is almost robotic, and her voice is almost robotic. And it's a car commercial, so pay attention for a car commercial. And this woman has been the personality for this commercial for a while, for this company for a while. And her tone is very pleasing, but it's altered. It's very, very altered. Now, there are certain tones that from childhood we're taught to pay more attention to, like the tones in the news. The tone of the voice of the news broadcaster is very serious compared to the tone for a snack. A snack is supposed to be happy and uplifting. A soda is happy, uplifting, energizing. So you pay, that part of your brain right away pays attention. If you're listening to the news and it's something really serious, all of a sudden the tone gets like this. And we're here to tell you tonight that such and such happened and so many people had this happen to them. And a different part of your brain responds or pays attention. Once we hear that enough, once we hear that so many times, our brain starts to believe this is what's real. No matter what else logically is going on around us, once we see it or hear it so many times, our brain accepts it as real. And then someone can come and show you evidence, completely real, true evidence. And every ounce of you will argue this evidence, because if you have a belief system that is wrong, it, in some part of our psyche, then we're crazy. We can't believe what's not true. And heaven forbid we're wrong. We can't be wrong. There are, since we've been a child, when we've been wrong, there are consequences to being wrong. And I want to use an example going on with this whole situation right now. And I'm using these examples because they've been proven wrong. So one of the big news stations showed footage of hospitals that were overrun with patients, and was later found out that that was footage from Italy, but everybody believed it was footage from New York hospitals. And even after they came out and said, okay, yeah, we used footage from Italy, those weren't really New York hospitals, people still could not let go of it because they'd seen it so many times, and that kind of fear embeds very quickly in the mind. And you can look this up. It's all documented. I'm not making it up. Then they started running footage of certain areas, certain hospitals being overwhelmed and overrun with patients that are COVID patients. And there was no room at the hospitals. It was so overrun. And they had the nurses and administrators giving information saying, yes, oh my gosh, we're so overrun. This is so tragic. Then citizen reporters, same day or the very next day, went into all the ERs. Nobody. Same people on the news saying, the same woman, one woman, who stated it was so overrun the next day, oh, no, we haven't had anyone here for it. And online, this is a really big controversy. And whatever side you believe, and there's actual footage of this, but people have been watching so much news. And I noticed the other day I was listening to the radio, and then I every commercial was a COVID commercial. So I turned off the radio and I put on YouTube. Everything in between every single song, it was about COVID. So I turned that off and I put on a book on audio. Every single thing right now is COVID. Now, I'm not saying there's not COVID. I'm saying do your research and don't be hypnotized by this. Don't be programmed by mass media and commercials. Do your own research. Now, I know that I'm going to get some backlash for this, and that's okay. Apparently, my guides think I can handle it. I don't know if I can, but they say I can, so here we go. It's interesting that the numbers that are coming out is that the C19 virus is now taking many, many, many lives. And but nobody's dying from influenza or heart attacks or cancer anymore. And I know people who have come to me and said, hey, listen, you know, my friend had stage 4 prostate cancer and passed from that, but they marked it COVID. There's money attached to this, folks, and there is a lot of money attached to this. There is a lot of federal money on the line for this. And as I say this, I'm a little nervous saying this because I know we have our belief systems, and there are some people who are so invested in this. So on this note, I'm just going to say, the more of this we watch on TV with every single commercial, on the radio with almost every single commercial, it's being bombarded to us from TV stars. From TV stars are these people who do TV shows, doing commercials, telling us to, you know, how to stay in and to do this and to do that. It's just coming at us from every single end. Research in all areas. Don't go blindly into the night. Know the facts on every area. And I know it's difficult to know right now. I know it is. Because there are so many different facts and so many different statistics and so many different people saying so many different things, from this could be 5G to it came from Wuhan and Wuhan is where 5G started. There's a lot out there that has not been proven. But base it on what is today. What is today is ERs are empty. I had to take my mom for an X-ray. We had to go to 2 separate places. In the front, everybody's wearing masks and gloves. As soon as we got to the back, nobody with masks and gloves. That was just pay attention. That was a pay attention moment for me. And nobody at either ER, the ERs or care centers are empty. Pay attention and deal with what the facts are for today. Look around your society. Look around your ERs. Take the fear out of this and work from a place of faith. Work from a place of faith. Just please listen to your own intuition. Turn everything off. And get into that space of peace and listen to your own intuition on this. The one thing I know for a fact, I cannot stress this enough, but since the beginning I've been saying there's something else going on. We need to pay attention here. Now, whether you agree with me or not, whether you think I'm blowing fear in another area, making us fearful of something else, I hope that's not the case. I just want you to be informed with facts and not in a place of fear. but again, and especially, do the legwork. Look at everything. If everything online with all the different statistics and stories are overwhelming, okay, then boots on the ground. Get out there and check for yourself what is and what isn't. And that is, let's bring this back around to the hypnosis. The more we watch and the programming of this, the more we watch, the more we listen to, the more we are going to believe this, whether we do or not. Now, some people will argue with me and say, well, we have to be informed. To a certain extent, yes. But we also have to be informed with the truth. We can't listen to information just to listen to it. well, this is what's on at 6 o'clock. This is what's on the news every night. So it must be true. Remember, those shows work on ratings, just like every other show. Just like every other show. Is there an agenda? And I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist. I really am not a huge conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying, what feels right with this? Feels right. Does everything going on and the extent that they've taken it to feel right to you? Okay, on to the show. The first caller I am going to go to is 805. Hello, 805. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. This is Donna from California.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I wanted to know
Excellent.
About my love life. I don't know now.
Okay, what's
because,
your question?
You know, about
what's
my
your
love
question
life.
About
Do you see a fellow coming in for me in the near future? That would be a, you know, a lasting good relationship.
Okay. So don't be discouraged by my answer. Not in the near, don't be upset. Don't be discouraged. Not in the near future. No. I am going to tell you, I hear fall. Now, and again, based on everything going on right now, it's
yeah.
a little bit difficult to get out and really meet someone and get to know someone.
Yeah.
Although it is a great time to find out who has true intentions because, you know, if they're willing to just talk with you until they can actually meet with you, that's one thing. But you're going to meet this person in person. You're going to meet them in the fall. I get September, October time frame for this. I get that it's going to be a really, excuse my term, but delightful match. I don't think I use that term very often with connections. You are going to have a lot of fascination with this person, okay? You're going to be very fascinated with them. And you're going to have a lot of extraordinary experiences with this person. Now, as far as ever after, I don't like to predict ever after because at some point, whether it's because one, you know, 55 years later, one person goes home and the other doesn't, the relationship is going to inevitably come to pass. But I'm going to say this has the potential to be a very long-term relationship. But you have also the potential, now this is important for you to know, to meet somebody around June, July, and you're going to think this is the person because there's a lot of chemistry and energy there. And it's an ego-based relationship, this one in June or July. It's all about the feel-goods. Okay, so an ego-based relationship is more about the person lifts your ego or you lift their ego instead of their spirit. It's, oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's so good in this or that. But it's not one that challenges your spirit. And so what I'm going to say, this relationship that has the potential to come in around that June, July time, it's temporary. You're not going to want it to be temporary. You're going to try to hold on longer than you should based on chemistry. Okay. And it's okay. Those are all okay feelings and those are all okay things. However, challenge yourself to let go before you have to. So the person coming in June, July is, it's not that they're a bad person. They're just not ready to settle down. And every ounce of your intuition might tell you this, but you might be in that space where you are not willing to listen or not ready to listen yet. If you really listen to you're going to know there's something not quite right with this situation. All they're asking you to do is make sure by August you're single. Because in September, October, maybe near the end of September, beginning of October, this other person is coming in and they want you to be freed up and ready to move on. Now, the person coming in June, there's a lot you can learn about that person. And it might even be near the end of June into July. But there is a lot you can learn from that person. There's a lot you can learn about what you really want and what you don't want. Okay? And don't be afraid to let go. That's the biggest message I'm getting here. Don't be afraid to let go. Okay? I hope this was helpful. Was this helpful?
Yes, very helpful. Yes, thank you very much, Tony. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Oh, you're so welcome. And I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Please have a question or a connection ready for me. Caller area code 216. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hello, I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Sharon. I hope all is well for you.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much. You also, I hope all is well for you. You have this, you have this energy that's really quite, it's quite nice, I'll say. Your energy is very nice, very, very nice. So, Sharon, what is your question or your connection you would like to do today?
Well, this Monday, the 20th of April, I start a new job. It's going to start remotely. And then after everything's done, mm-hmm. then I'll go with the office. What are you picking up on this job? It is a really good job. I've just never really worked at home before, but it's new for everyone in the company, actually.
Yeah, it's new for most of the people in the country, actually.
I know. Yeah. I mean, at least
so
that.
Here's, yeah, you know what, here's, it's really good. There's going to be a lot of learning with this, not only the at-home aspect. You're going to feel like everything's coming at you at once. You're going to want to quit. Do not quit. Okay, do not quit. Make sure you are paying attention and taking a lot of notes. The learning curve is going to be quick, but then it's going to steady out. Once you've got this, you've got it, and you're good. You're going to be fine at home. Just, you know, you have to be, what's that word? You have to be dedicated. You have to be diligent and dedicated and keep everything off in the background, especially for the first couple of weeks. Make sure radio, TV, just because you're at home, keep it off. It will be a distractor for you, especially when you're trying to get where you need to be. Don't take those breaks and think, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes, because for you, they'll turn into like 40 minutes. Don't do that.
Okay.
But you have the one thing I'm getting for you, especially in the first 3 to 4 weeks of this, up your nutrition. To make sure your cognitive abilities are 100% on. So, you know, don't go for the caffeine, so to say, go for the B-stress complex. Don't go for the mid-afternoon sweet. Instead, do a piece of fruit or something that will bring nutrition and keep your cognitive abilities right where they need to be. If you need snacks or whatever throughout the day, make sure they're 100% nutritious. You're going to need your brain on heightened, just on this whole time.
I'm teaching myself, I know.
And don't get frustrated. Everyone is is going through this to some extent right now, but going through it while learning a new position is going to be challenging. So just make sure make sure 100% you are in that place where you can be 100%
focused.
Focus, cognitive, unlike me today, you want to be focused. You want your cognitive abilities to be 100%. You want to be able to have your brain just on task, and nutrition is going to get you there. The other thing
it's a lot of analysis right now. What was that? What were you going to say?
Oh, what they're saying is no matter what, do not quit. Do not stop. Do not quit. Do not, out of frustration, and this is another reason nutrition is really important for you through this, don't throw your hands up out of frustration. Make sure you are, you know, just take those breaths and say, okay, let's try again. YouTube it, Google it. There's a lot of YouTube videos. There's a lot of things you can Google. Show me how to ABC. You'll see it that way. Start practicing now if you can. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but start learning some of the things you need to do now as far as the at-home aspect or whatever it is that you need to get up to speed on. Whatever they've told you so far, start researching that and just get into it now. If you stick with this, I just want to say, if you stick with this, you're going to be rewarded very well, okay? Stick with it. Do the best you can, and you are going to have be very, very happy with the end result. Don't let your frustration get the best of you, and don't let your inability or your lack of knowledge in certain areas overwhelm you. Okay.
Okay.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Learn one part of it, and then the next, and then the next. I do. I feel like you are going to be there a while. I feel like this is a more long-term position. I do feel like it is up to you as long as you are productive and have a good attitude. Attitude is almost more important than production with this particular company, but you do have to be very productive, okay? Don't go into it with
There's
a
victim. There's like five different systems.
So the important thing, there's a lot. Okay, you're right. There's a lot to learn with this. There is. Go into this behind the eight ball. Don't go into this with a victim. Like, I can't do this. This is just too much. Oh, don't go into it with any of that, and don't use those statements with them. The better way to state it is, hey, I'm having a little trouble with this, and do this through an email. I'm having a little trouble learning this. Can you throw me to a tutorial or a video that can help me with this?
Yeah.
They'll be happy to do that. That is going to be your resolve, your savior. Keep your attitude the best. I mean, when you're not talking to anyone from the company, you can scream. When dealing with anyone from the company, 100% willing to learn, willing to get there. And this job can take you very, very far, and you could do very, very well. Attitude, number one, productivity, number two, but they have to be like line in line. Like, they have to be right there together. And just don't, no matter what, don't complain about it. That's why this position was available in the first place.
No, I would never. Are you kidding me? Maybe at night in my pillow. And I'm buying a mouse, too, because I can't stand laptops. with their in the mouse that's inside the laptop. Oh, you can't work as fast.
Right.
You're so busy.
Right.
You know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going
to So I have to, the show has ended. I don't know if people
okay.
can still hear me, but I do want to say thank you so much for calling in, and I'm really grateful for all my callers. If you can still hear
thank
me,
you.
Please try back next Monday. Thank you so much. Have a
thank
blessed
you.
Week. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye for now.